Civil War or World War, pick your pick. That's why I'm out here in a tractor at dusk in a rainstorm tilling the land because it's go time. Russia is going to drop a nuke very soon. I don't know where they're going to do it, but they're going to have no other choice. The decision has been made. It's going to happen. This diversionary fiasco that people are transfixed on right now in the United States, as pertinent as it might be to domestic issues, even though I still think it's largely just theater, away from all the other goings-on geopolitically around the world, and while it is an unprecedented event unto itself, in a series of unprecedented events that have characterized the modern day, I still think the bigger story today was the one that was completely covered up by what happened with Trump. And that is that, according to Politico, Biden has already secretly greenlit Ukraine to launch long-range strikes into Russia. Okay? Now, this is exactly what I said yesterday. I told you guys that this ambiguity that they were fronting as is completely meaningless. And the fact that this was a secret that was permitted a couple weeks ago tells you that there are more secrets right now, and as there should be. I mean, we've gotten accustomed to being given the play-by-play, which is completely idiotic, to broadcast what your plans are going to be. I mean, that's in defiance to some of the core tenets of the art of war. Yet our leaders are telegraphing their moves in slow motion for our adversaries, it seems. But we know there's a lot of secrets, and as there should be, this is war. The question is, what other secrets? And of course, those secrets are now going to be most certainly in the direction of escalation. People do not realize how important and how significant it is. I want you to really wrap your head around this. Not only have all the European countries in unison, essentially within the span of a few days, basically agreed to allow Ukraine to target deep inside Russia, okay? And this is with weapon systems that they've all pledged. So this is not just based on what they already have. This is based on what they're going to be getting, including F-16s, which is why a very well-respected political scientist named Sergei Markov thinks that the Russians are going to drop a tactical nuke in early June. Now, people need to really put this in perspective. You have the United States of America, the second largest nuclear power on Earth, green-lighting Ukraine to use the weapons that it provides to attack Russia. And not just close to the Kharkov region. That's what they're saying. That's how they kind of walked it back a little bit. They said, oh, well, actually, we just meant in and around the Kharkov region with counter-battery fire. We're not referring to the attackums and blah, blah, blah. And we know that that's just bullshit. The Russians are already saying that it's bullshit. Regardless, we've talked about this ad nauseum, that even if they're not allowing the Ukrainians to utilize attackums, if the Ukrainians are targeting deep inside Russian territory with these drones that they claim to have made, that's pretty much essentially the same thing as the Americans targeting Russia with those drones. Even the Americans are going to pretend, oh, we didn't know you were targeting those nuclear radars. We don't advise that you do that. And it's all bullshit. It is 100% bullshit. These guys think Russia is bluffing. And I can tell you right now that Russia is about to drop a nuke somewhere. And the reason why I know this is because, or the reason why I can make a very high probability inference about this situation is because I pay a lot of attention to Russian media. I study it. And what I can tell you is that what once was a story and a hypothetical doctrine that was proposed by the fringes of the Russian political science class has now become not only mainstream, but front page mainstream. Anything that you see on Russia today is largely top down, in the sense that they're not going to say anything that is going to rock the boat. I am certain that there are some media czars in Russia that oversee and provide the final say on what Margarita Simonian is allowed to publish on RT. And on RT, for the last couple days, the headline story has been this policy of escalate to de-escalate, doing a demonstrative strike to snap the West out of their delusional hypnotic state, and in an attempt to scare people. And I want you to just imagine that you wake up to the news that Russia has detonated a nuclear weapon. I just want you to play that tape through and imagine the panic, okay? I want you to seriously imagine the headline. I want you to imagine when that picture, because someone's going to get a picture of it. There's going to be a picture of it, and it's going to be an iconic one. When it happens, it's going to scare the shit out of people. And what this might in fact do, and this is why it's so likely that it's going to happen, because it might in fact work to de-escalate. This might create an anti-war movement, the likes of which we've never seen before. Right now, the anti-war crowd is pretty fixated on what's going on in Palestine, and for good reason. But that could quickly shift if a nuclear weapon is dropped. Watch how quickly that could shift. But only, of course, if the funding is there. Okay, because we all know that there's a lot of shady agencies and institutes who fund these protests. So if the funding is there, it's going to happen. But I do believe there's going to be a grassroots resistance to all of this that's going to ensue. The fact that Joe Biden has given Kiev permission to use weapons to hit targets in the part of Russia bordering Ukraine's Kharkov region is very serious. They say, however, Biden has for now maintained the ban on strikes deeper into Russian territory. However, there is rumors that an official indicated that Biden has secretly permitted this. Biden, I say Biden with quotes. For lack of better terminology, I'm going to call it the deep state. But I don't like the political associations. And as you've probably gathered today, I'm not going to be talking a whole lot about Trump. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, people are saying it's going to lead to civil war. Maybe. But quite frankly, I think people are very lazy and selfish nowadays. I'm sure there's going to be some unhinged people who do some unhinged things, and there's going to be some standoffs. There's going to be some very upset people. But the bigger geopolitical picture here, we're talking about the dollar, we're talking about nuclear war, we're talking about the current trade war with China that has just ramped up today. I'll talk about that in just a moment. These are much bigger issues, and I know people think that the executive branch of the government is really who's in charge here, but I hate to inform you that there are so many people around the CEO that I don't think it doesn't matter who you put in there. This situation has to play itself out, and there ain't no way Trump is ending this war in 24 hours like he claims. In fact, Trump was recorded as saying, if I'm not mistaken, something to the effect of, if I was president and Russia invaded Ukraine or China invaded Taiwan, I would bomb Moscow and Beijing. Okay? Now, that could have just been bluster, but if it wasn't, then that's not good. Because either way, we're screwed. And that's why I'm in a tractor with this embarrassingly oversized cowboy hat, rototilling the orchard in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night here, because our sun goes down very late. Okay, so Sergei Markov, Russian political scientist, speculated about the likely date when Russia could strike a nuclear blow on Ukraine. And he indicates that this is going to happen when the first F-16 hits the skies. The F-16 fighters, because of course now they're being permitted to use those F-16s to strike inside Russia, and of course the F-16s can carry nuclear weapons, the story writes itself. There is a 99.999% chance that Russia is going to use a nuke, and it's likely going to happen very soon. Mark my words, I follow this stuff religiously every single day. This is not confirmation bias, I assure you. I am my own worst devil's advocate. And in fact, I should be pushing 100% by now, but I got to leave that 0.001% margin of error because you just never know. Hopefully, reason will prevail, but it's highly doubtful. But some people might argue that the most reasonable thing to do is use a nuclear weapon, as was reasoned in World War II. I digress. The F-16 fighters that Ukraine requested are carriers of nuclear weapons, as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov just reiterated yesterday. According to the political scientist Sergei Markov, this situation may mean that Moscow is hinting at the use of tactical nuclear weapons should F-16 fighters appear in Ukraine. Supposedly, the F-16s are already in Ukraine. They can start flying in early June. This means that a tactical nuclear strike may occur immediately after the summit in Switzerland that apparently Macron is now going to be attending. I'm telling you, this is escalating at a breakneck speed. You have Belarus's Gomel region that borders Kiev already switched on to martial law and ready to go on full military combat alert. Something is getting ready to go down. Ukraine has been under constant bombardment. In Moscow recently, today, three oil refineries hit. Yesterday, two ships hit in the Black Sea. One of Putin's palaces completely went up in flames, okay? You have fires raging across Russia in different places, in Poland as well. Acts of sabotage are intensifying on both sides of this conflict, and you seldom hear about it because they don't want to spook people into realizing that this war has come to them. All of these fires currently taking place in Poland, you can bet that that is not any... Look, any fire at a military or military-adjacent facility from this point forward in Europe was not an accident. It was either cyber or it was a direct attack by saboteurs. My light's going to go out here right away, so you're going to have to see me in the dark, I guess, or not see me. Putin's residence in the Altai Republic is on fire. And Belarus is preparing for war on the northern border. Now, I don't believe that they have the troops deployed yet, although the Russians are there doing military exercises right now. Helicopter exercises, I do believe. So if something was about to kick off, then it could, potentially, right now. There's a 4,000 square meter fire that was raging at a production and storage facility. Aviation is extinguishing the fire, and one of the streets was blocked. Now, this is in Moscow as well. So, I mean, just one thing after another. The Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which was scrapped recently, I do believe, is now going to be completely scrapped because the Russians are threatening to deploy more intermediate range missiles and restart and basically just go back to Cold War level of nuclear proliferation if the United States chooses to move their intermediate range missiles into Europe, which is what they're claiming they're going to do. Lavrov has said that Russia will strengthen its nuclear arsenal and drop its self-imposed restrictions on missiles if the U.S. deploys launchers to Europe or Asia, in an interview that he did on Thursday. The implementation of the plans of the Americans to deploy ground-based missiles, so they're saying this is already a plan, is not going to go unanswered. Wow. I can't imagine. I mean, people who lived through the Cold War I mean, obviously it was a different time then and you didn't have social media, but now we're seeing it unfold in real time at breakneck speed. And it is staggering. Finland is checking their reserves right now. Right now, the Finns are checking their combat readiness and recalculating strategic reserves against the backdrop of deteriorating relations with the Russian Federation. Here's what they're doing. They conducted an audit of not only the extensive warehouse of stocks, because Finland is a highly militarized country with a lot of bunkers, but also commercial production facilities to determine the speed of transfer to a military war footing. Finland's preparing for war. Belarus preparing for war. The Bundestag called for Kiev to be allowed to use German tanks on Russian territory. Many politicians in Berlin have apparently completely forgotten the lessons of history. This is from a Russian source, but a credible one. Otherwise, it is difficult to explain the calls for the use of German weapons on Russian territory. Now, Olaf Scholz is the last guy to get in league with this. But there's a reason for that, and the same reason why the United States is pretending to be indifferent or against. It's because once they get involved, they know that that's really going to antagonize the Russians. Today, the head of the Bundestag Committee on International Relations from the SPD, Michael Roth, distinguished himself. The deputy, in an interview with Deutschland Radio, called on the government to allow Ukrainian militants to launch missile attacks on Russian targets outside the combat zone. And they're all saying this. They're all saying the same thing. It's already been greenlit. They're already doing it. We're already waging war against Russia inside Russia. And get a load of this. Macron is preparing to announce the sending of troops to Ukraine. It's going to start next week. Reuters. That was a weird combination. Reuters reports this, emphasizing that we are talking about instructors who will train Ukrainian armed force militants. Instructors. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make one bit of difference. Holy shit. Wow. Poland is getting ready to shut down the border with Belarus. China is imposing export controls on aerospace parts and manufacturing tools. So this is how you know that situation is heating up. China's Ministry of Commerce on May 30th announced that it will start restricting the export of numerous aerospace components and parts that might support their manufacture. This will start on July 1st and is to safeguard national security and interests, as well as fulfilling other international commitments. So you have China stockpiling every core commodity that you would need for war, and now we're in a trade war, and now they're not going to be exporting the parts that are going to be necessary in order for many countries, including the United States, even though they're quite self-sufficient in that respect, in that one respect, from what I know. But regardless, I'm sure that there's still a lot of those parts that do come from China. Yeah. I'm like 110% convinced that when you just look at it, it's really important to just constantly be trying to go back to your baseline pre-2020 understanding of the world, and then immediately snapping back into this reality. And if it's not shocking, then something is incredibly, disturbingly wrong, because it's coming, and it's coming very soon. And all I can say is that seize every moment right now. That's why I'm running like I am. I'm enjoying it, don't get me wrong. People think I'm panicking and I'm freaking out and my anxiety is through the roof. No, I love this lifestyle. I love being out here, you know, just being on the land, and it's a great life, and I look forward to probably living and dying out here, to be brutally honest. But there's a big storm coming, man, and you guys need to be preparing. If you want some concrete advice, we've done a video on every possible topic under the sun that you can imagine on the topic of preparedness, which is not to say I'm an expert on these things. Okay, I'm certainly not. It's going to take me a long time to gain a mastery of all of the aspects of off-grid, homestead, lifestyle. But in terms of the basics of middle-of-the-road prepping, we've covered everything on the channel. So go check out the videos with the blue strip on the side. I would encourage you, if you are in the process of doing a big project that's going to require parts that are contingent on the global supply chain, that I would strongly encourage you to expedite those plans. Because the day is fast approaching, I think, when the bottleneck is going to be realized and everybody's going to be going for the same thing at once, and people are going to quickly remember. And it's going to be far worse than COVID. I mean, we're not just talking about toilet paper and a few things that you couldn't get with, you know, right away. I mean, pretty much during COVID, in most places, you could get most things. They were just delayed, right? Especially food and stuff. You could get the core stuff that you needed to survive. But we're talking about a situation where you might not even get that. In fact, they might have to go to some rationing system, some ration book system like they had during World War II. Because if we get mobilized and you have to take those people out of the workforce and all the other compounding polycrisis on top of it that are complicating our ability to deliver cheap, nutritious food at scale, there's likely going to come a point where we reach scarcity. And maybe for some people, that's a good thing, that they have to tighten their belts a little bit and not rely on things like Ozempic. Okay, you need to start taking care of yourself, and it needs to be 110% you. You can't be dependent on pharmaceuticals going into this. You got to get off that stuff. You got to get those monkeys off your back, and you got to be free of that stuff. Otherwise, when it goes down, you're going to be a liability to your family and friends more than you're going to be an asset. So just keep on grinding away and keep your eyes out, because never before in this conflict could I say with such a high degree of confidence that at any moment now, there could be a demonstrative nuclear strike. Like now, there could be one right now, and it would make perfect sense, because Russia has broadcasted on their mainstream networks. They're getting their population accustomed to the idea and the rationale for the idea. And again, nothing on those platforms is said if it's not approved. So this is serious. You got to keep prepping for it. You got to keep loving life, enjoying life. Don't be petrified into doing nothing, and don't do anything stupid. You know, just keep on grinding. But don't do anything crazy, culty, over the top, like self-harm and none of that shit. Because I see some people talking like that, like, oh, I just don't see any reason to continue to go on if, you know, just come on, snap out of it. It's going to be fine. You're going to be okay. Okay? Don't let all this stuff get you down. Use it to motivate. Use it to give yourself a sense of purpose. Because I think that's what a lot of people are starved of nowadays, is a sense of purpose. Keep on prepping, my friends. We'll see you tomorrow.